a dedication at some length. If we disregard The Fantastic Voyage, which was the novelization of someone else's screenplay, it is now something like a decade and a half since I have written a science fiction novel. This is not because I have retired from writing, for I have been writing more than ever in those years. I just haven't been writing science fiction novels. Then, on January 24, 1971, at a science fiction convention held in New York City, I was in the audience listening to Robert Silverberg and Lester Del Rey carry on a public duologue on the subject of SF. In the course of this, Bob had occasion to refer to some chemical isotope, any chemical isotope, to make some point, and after a moment's hesitation said, Plutonium-186. Naturally, when the duologue was over, I accosted Bob in order to tell him with considerable glee that there was no such thing as plutonium-186 and could not be. Bob did not, however, wilt under this demonstration of his scientific illiteracy, but said stolidly, "So what?" "So this," said I, "just to show you what real ingenuity is, I will write a story about plutonium-186. It wasn't as easy as I had grandiloquently made it sound. I had to think of something that would make possible, or at least seem to make possible, the existence of an impossible isotope, then think of complications that might ensue, and then of the resolution of those complications. After a while, I got enough worked out to get started, at least. So I sat down to write, and something happened that doesn't usually happen to me. The story got out of control and went racing off. I had no idea at the start that I would write a novel, but that's what it turned out to be. So, for unwittingly supplying the inspiration for a novel which I did not, at first, know I was going to write, I dedicate this book to my good friend, Robert Silverberg. Oh, and by the way, the story starts with Section 6. This is not a mistake. I have my own subtle reasoning. So just read and, I hope, enjoy it.